everyone. I'm Jensine Bard, and welcome to Testimony, where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. Revelation 12:11 tells us that we overcome by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony, a testimony of your story for His glory.
His rise to international stardom, playing the beloved Hercules, that for six seasons was the most watched television show in the world and in 176 countries, was just one of the many successes to follow. His segue into faith-based films, most notably the hugely successful God's Not Dead, caused Hollywood and Christendom to sit up and take notice. With a $2 million budget, box office sales of $75 million, and an audience clamoring for more, and more they would soon get. But before we get to all of this in my power-packed exclusive, we need to take a trip back in time for the story you may not know, shedding light on the story you are about to hear today. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to Testimony, in partnership with executive producer Sean Hannity on Fox News, his brilliant and beautiful wife, actress, author, and writer, Sam Sorbo, and the soon-to-be-released Let There Be Light, for perhaps his greatest role to date, award-winning actor, producer, author, and director, Kevin Sorbo. Kevin, welcome to Testimony.
Wow, I want an intro like that every time I come home.
Well, you've got it. Kevin, let's get right to it. Your memoir of 2012, True Strength, My Journey from Hercules to Mere Mortal, and How Nearly Dying Saved My Life, seems to mirror, in some respects, the lead character you portray in Let There Be Light. Can you explain?
Well, I was well into my fifth season on Hercules. I shot that for 7 years down in New Zealand, and that was my first really big breakout role that brought me pretty much, you know, international success. So we were in 176 countries, and by our fourth year, we passed Baywatch as the most watched TV show in the world, so it was an honor to be a part of a TV show that had that big of a reach. But I was having all kinds of problems near the end of the fifth season with my left arm. I couldn't figure out what was going on, but I was doing a lot of my own stunts, so I was kind of blowing it off, didn't pay much attention to it. And I came back to America at the end of season five to do some promotional work on my first big budget movie for Universal Studios, and it just got to a point my arm just felt like it was on fire. So I went to see my doctor in Los Angeles, and they found a lump up in my left shoulder, and before they could do anything, that lump ended up being an aneurysm that opened up completely, sent hundreds of clots into my left arm. Three clots worked their way into my brain. I suffered three strokes. So I went from a guy that was in really good shape and feeling pretty invincible, my career was really starting to rock, to a guy that couldn't even stand up and walk anymore. So it was a long battle for me. It actually happened the same day that Princess Di died in her car crash back in September of 97. And I spent pretty much the next 4 months learning how to walk, learning how to stand up and balance, and it took me three full years to recover from it. And it's a book I didn't really want to write. My wife kept bugging me to write it, Sam. She said, you got to write this book. Right. You got to let people know what you went through, because if it can happen to someone like you and the shape you're in, it can happen to anybody. So it took a long time for me to get the nerve to even want to relive it and talk about it. But it's been an amazing blessing. I've been on the road speaking quite a bit with the book, relating it to my path with God and with Jesus, and relating it to other issues that are out there for people. And it's been incredible, the response from people. I've had people that are heart attack survivors, cancer survivors, other stroke survivors, car crash, whatever, saying the book has made them to get past what they're going through, to stop feeling sorry for themselves, to stop accepting limitations, and to push beyond the boundaries and the roadblocks that life throws at you. So it's been an amazing journey for me. And the book has been a blessing in so many ways to really reach out to people.
Amen and amen. So, Kevin, how did you briefly come to faith in Jesus Christ, and how did your faith help you through this entire process, which I understand was 3 years of rehabilitation?
Well, I've been a Christian all my life. I grew up in a small town outside of Minneapolis called Mound, Minnesota, about 25 miles west. Grew up in a Lutheran church there, so my faith was always there. I never went through questions, really, of is there a God? Was Jesus real? I mean, I never had those problems, never had those issues. that so many kids go through and adults go through in their lifetime. So that was always there for me. But when this happened, I had faith, but I never really needed faith until this happened to me, in a way. You know, it was a battle I wasn't ready to do, and I certainly went through the stages I think anybody goes through, saying, you know, why me? Why did you, you know, why you blame God? We blame God for all the negative stuff in the world. In reality, all he does is good for us, and it's unfortunate that it takes bad things for us to even go to him when he wants us to really be there all the time. And, you know, I wrestled with God, and he won, because don't wrestle with God, because you'll never beat him. And I learned a lot about myself in terms of, you know, finding patience in my life, to stop blame, to stop pettiness, to stop jealousies, to stop insecurities, to stop all these stupid things and worry, all these things that just really are wasted time and non-productive. And it definitely drew my faith closer to God and my faith and my belief and trust, and it's, you know, it's been a long road, but it was a road well worth travel, because I understand why it happened now. There was a reason it happened. I did a movie called Soul Surfer, and I look at the life of Bethany Hamilton. Here's a 13-year-old girl who gets, you know, on top of the world in the junior rankings of surfing. She gets attacked by a tiger shark, rips her arm off, and here's this 13-year-old girl that says, well, this happened for a reason. God wants me to spread his word. And I'm going, how many adults would have the maturity of this little 13-year-old to react to that same sort of, you know, catastrophe in their life? She used all the bad things that happened to her as a positive instead of a negative. And I think that's what we need to do in life. I mean, we're going to fail a lot in life. A lot of people end up giving up. The reality is failure can be a positive thing if you want to look at it that way, because you learn from that and you move on from that. And that's what I try to tell people in my life to do as well. So you got to get past all the negativity.
Kevin, you're an amazing speaker, motivational, and by the way, you could be a preacher. Ever thought of it?
They've actually been approached to be in politics. That's one thing I wouldn't want to do. But right now, I still pretty much love the acting and directing in my life right now, and that's still pretty much the passion for me. But you mentioned earlier about God's Not Dead, but really it started for me with What If? That came out 2 years before God's Not Dead, and I think it's a better movie, to be honest with you. And I can say that without hurting the feeling of the God's Not Dead people, because it's the same people. It's the same PureFlix company. It's the same writers that did God's Not Dead. Mm-hmm. The only negative there, I guess, and then I said don't be negative, the only negative would be it wasn't promoted correctly. They didn't have the outreach that they figured out to do with God's Not Dead. So I highly recommend your listeners to check out What If. It's a wonderful, wonderful movie directed by Dallas Jenkins. It was financed by his father, Mr. Jenkins, who wrote a Left Behind book. So it was a good pedigree to be part of, and it's a wonderful movie. It's touching, it's funny, and I think people would really enjoy it.
Fantastic, and thank you for sharing that. How gratifying is it for you to work with your beautiful wife, Sam Sorbo, in directing what she has penned? Sean Hannity of Fox News, executive producing those efforts and promoting them, and together the three of you spearheading a film now that has the potential of reaching millions with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Well, you know, there's a fourth party in there by the name of Dan Gordon. And Dan is an amazing writer. People may not know his name, but they should know his writing. He was up for an Academy Award for original script. He wrote for Denzel Washington called The Hurricane. He wrote Passenger 57, Wesley Snipes. He wrote one of my favorite westerns with Kevin Costner called White Earp. And he was the showrunner on Highway to Heaven with Michael Landon. So he's an amazing writer. And he's the one who actually came in and sort of did a rewrite on Sam's script. So he's part of the team here, and the timing on this was amazing. And I'm sure my wife Sam, when you interview her, will go over this as well. But, you know, she wrote the original script. I loved it. I get a call just within weeks from Sean Hannity, who I've been on the show many times on Fox. Mm-hmm. He said, look, I want to do a movie with you. I like your faith-based movies. I like your family-friendly movies. Do you have anything? Dan Gordon, my wife, and myself flew to New York. We pitched him for 30 minutes, and boom, he said, I'm in. And this is a God thing. Most scripts take 3 to 5 years to make it to a screen. We're going to do it in a little more than a year, and that's unbelievable. The biggest thing, obviously, for a movie, which opens October 27th, is to get people to go out to it opening weekend. We don't have tens of millions of dollars like the big studios to promote their Pirates of the Caribbean and their Star Wars movies. You know, this is a small-budget movie like God's Not Dead is. And it was word of mouth that promoted that movie and propelled that movie to the success it had. And I get stopped constantly. Every day I get stopped by people saying, please make more movies like What If, Abel's Field, God's Not Dead. Well, here's another movie like it. To me, this is the best movie that I've ever been part of in terms of a faith-based movie, and I'm very proud of it. I'm proud of the crew that I worked with. I'm proud of the cast I work with, and I just want people to get out there, and you know, they can go to Let There Be Light the movie, lettherebelightthemovie.com, and they can Twitter. I would love them to hashtag share the light. So hashtag share the light. We need bodies to get out there to promote movies like this, because people keep saying keep making them, but if you don't support the movies, they're going to get taken away. People won't make them anymore, because let's face it, it's still called show business, right? And it is business. And if they're not making money, it's going to be hard to get out there. And we're in a world right now that we really need to find the light out there, because it's a pretty dark world out there. And we're here to sort of bring back, hopefully, the positive and the get rid of the negative, and just show people that there is light out there that can defeat darkness.
Amen and amen. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to actor, author, writer, producer, his latest, Let There Be Light, Kevin Sorbo. Kevin, in our remaining time here today, you have a favorite song you alluded to in your book by Journey entitled Don't Stop Believing. What advice would you give to those still seeking a relationship with Christ but not sure he even exists, as the lead character in God's Not Dead proclaims and your character in Let There Be Light debunks?
You know, I think there's a fear out there. I think a lot of the people I've met atheists, I've met agnostics, I've met people that are sitting on the fence. They don't know quite what to believe and what not to believe. And I always say, you know, I just don't believe that something can come from nothing. And if you don't want to call it God, then call it something else. But someone had to start all this. It just doesn't happen. And I know it's confusing. I know you scratch your head and you wonder. And they say, well, you can't prove the existence of God. And I go, well, you can't disprove. And I think I got a better chance of proving there's a God. Because once again, somebody made all this. Someone far greater. You know, we got tiny little brains and tiny little heads. It's too big for us. It's overwhelming for us. And a lot of people get so just blown away by life and blown away by all the complexities and all the different things that we're put ourselves through. The reality is, you just need to sit down and talk. I mean, even if you don't believe, then go to the grateful prayer. Be grateful that you have a pillow. Be grateful that you have warm water. Be grateful the sun came up. If you find a place to find gratitude and gratefulness in your life, it'll lead you to God, I guarantee it.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to world-renowned actor, producer, writer, and director Kevin Sorbo. His latest must-see, Let There Be Life, with wife, actress, writer, and co-producer Sam Sorbo, and executive producer Sean Hannity of Fox News. Together, they tell the compelling, heart-wrenching, yet hopeful story of what happens when unbelief meets faith and death meets life. You can learn more about Kevin and Sam Sorbo's work, ministry, and mission by visiting kevinsorbo.net and get your tickets now at lettherebelightthemovie.com. Releasing nationwide October 27th, you will be blessed you did. Kevin, it has been an absolute joy having you share just a little of your own story and the story of your soon-to-be-released Let There Be Light, a beautiful film that takes us through great loss, yet gives us all great hope. We thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate it.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, JensineBard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.
She is brilliant, beautiful, bold, and yes, the wife of television superstar Hercules. But wait, let me clarify. Also director, actor, author, and producer Kevin Sorbo. She is also a former model, nationally syndicated radio host, and author of They're Your Kids, an inspirational journey from self-doubter to homeschool advocate. Add to this writer of the soon-to-be-released Let There Be Light, in partnership with executive producer Sean Hannity of Fox News, and partner in life, as well as on the screen, Kevin Sorbo, as you will soon hear. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome to testimony for part two of this Power Couple exclusive, award-winning actress, author, producer, homeschooling mother of three, wife of Kevin Sorbo, and writer of the soon-to-be-released Let There Be Light, Sam Sorbo. Sam, welcome to testimony.
Even I don't believe that introduction.
Well, it's all true, and it begs the question, my very first question, how on earth do you do it all as just described, or do you?
I do. I mean, a lot of that is sort of reaching back into the past, so I don't do everything all at once, and I just put one foot in front of the other. I felt called to this kind of ministry several years ago, and I just trusted in the message that I'd gotten, and I just stepped out in faith. And I'm the first person to tell you that I'm not responsible for where I am today. I'm just doing what I'm told to do. You know what I mean?
Amen and amen. So, Sam, tell us how you came to write Let There Be Light.
Well, the idea hit me. What would happen to this man if he were the greatest atheist in the world and he was hit with this idea of an afterlife that he had never really fully considered before? And so I gave him a near-death experience in which he hallucinates, but his hallucination is nothing like what he would expect he would hallucinate. It's actually a vision that's given to him by God, basically. And so I had this idea, and I called a friend of mine who's a very well-known screenwriter in Hollywood and asked him if he'd consider writing it with me. And, of course, he said no, because he's a very well-known screenwriter in Hollywood.
Uh-huh.
And then we had lunch, and I told him the idea, and he said, oh, my goodness, yeah, I'll do that. That's a good one. You know, like, I'm in.
Mm-hmm.
And then about 2 weeks later, as you pointed out, Sean Hannity reached out to my husband and said, I want to do a faith film. I've never done a film before, but I think I want to work with you, and I want to do a faith film with you. And I said to Kevin, that's my movie. And we flew to New York, and we pitched Sean, and in half an hour, basically, he'd written a check. Just the genesis of this film is such a miracle to me that this film even exists right now. So I'm kind of floored myself. That's why I was like, I don't even believe your introduction.
Wow, that is miraculous. Now, describe the character you play in the film, Let There Be Light, and does the character closely resemble your own life? Can you elaborate?
The character is basically a long-suffering Christian wife of an atheist, and he's left. He left after they lost their first son, but he left her and their two boys, and he's now sort of struggling just to be dad, but not really. And she's raising the boys as Christians, and he resents that, and he resents her praying, and he resents her, you know, being devout when the loss of their son really pushed him further off the edge, if you will, and made him much more devout himself in his atheism. And then over the course of the film, I mean, the film is very much a love story. But it's a love story on several levels. It's a love story between the creator and the created. It's a love story between a dad and his sons. It's a love story between an ex-wife and her ex-husband. So it's really the human condition. And what's fascinating to me is I expected that this film would resonate with women. Women love this film. But men love it even more.
Mm-hmm.
And I did not expect that. And I think it's because it really depicts the struggle that men have, especially in the secular society that we live in today, which tells you that you're weak if you believe in God. And so men are basically being told they're weak. And by the way, they're being emasculated left, right, and center. And they're
right.
Basically, they're just the breadwinner. And even that is being taken away from them. And so we have a fatherhood crisis in this country. And so this film sort of addresses that on a very visceral level. And I think for that reason, it really resonates with men. That's why we say to women, if there's one film that you drag your husband, your brother, your son, your boyfriend to, for which he will thank you, this is that film.
That is really powerful. Thank you for sharing that. Ladies and gentlemen, you're listening to actress, producer, and writer Sam Sorbo. Her latest release, Let There Be Light, and I say latest because I'm sure there will be more. Sam, tell us briefly how you came to faith in Jesus Christ, how you met Kevin, and why this film, Let There Be Light, is of significance to you personally.
Well, it's obviously personally significant because I birthed it, if you will. And I have to say, thanks to Sean Hannity, I got to create the movie that I envisioned creating. And that's a gift because typically movies are very collaborative in nature. And a movie has three genesis, basically. First, it's the written word. Then it's the filmed word, or, you know, the film scenes. And then it's the edited version. And the editor has a crack at sort of making the film into what it becomes. And I was very much involved in every phase of this movie, which is not typical. What you see on the screen is really what I wanted to put there. And I make no apologies for it. It's very much the message of the gospel. It's brought out in a humorous way as well as a very profound way. We cast Michael Francisi, who is a real-life mob guy who served time in solitary confinement and found Jesus while he was in there, reading the Bible 12 times because that's the only book they gave him.
Right.
And he now has a worldwide ministry. And he plays Pastor Vinny, but it's basically him. In fact, there's a little secret that I'll share with your listeners it's a little trivia about the film. He actually gives his real serial number from his prisoner's number. We wrote it, but we wrote the wrong number, and he said, can I just use my own number? And we said, sure, go right ahead. So he's the one who shares the gospel in the movie, and that's what this is. And if you want to talk about the meta-messaging of the film, you know, we are facing darkness in the world today. We see it in the black flags of ISIS. We see it in the black uniforms. We see it everywhere. And it is a darkness that is descending on us. And there is only one way to combat the dark, and that is with the light.
That is the overarching reason why I do the program that I do. Testimony, Revelation 12:11 states that we overcome the evil one by the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. But someone first has to testify. And the tag ending where truth is told, lives are changed, and hope is given. But God slowed that down for me one day, if I can just interject for a minute. The truth has to first be told for anything to change. And when that change happens, then hope happens. I had the honor of interviewing Michael Francisi for Testimony. We did three segments of his story, Life in the Mob, Life in Between, and Life After. Powerful. And it's so powerful because it's not anything he did on his own. The power of the Holy Spirit, the irrefutable Word of God, changed him. Is that your hope for those that will go see your movie, Let There Be Life? What is, if there is one overarching message in your film that you want the viewer to take away, and why?
It's that there is a truth, and that the truth is Jesus Christ. That's the overarching message. And there's redemption at the foot of the cross, that forgiveness is available. The film depicts forgiveness in a very real and convincing manner. And I think we all struggle with forgiveness. And one of the reasons that we struggle, I would say culturally even, with forgiveness is we don't forgive ourselves personally. And we're not taught to do that. And that's a travesty. And so you have a lot of people who are very angry at themselves. They don't even realize that they're angry at themselves.
Sam, why do you think people are unable to forgive themselves? They can forgive others, but they can't forgive themselves.
Because to forgive yourself, you first have to take the blame. Nobody wants to take the blame. But here's the joy that we find in Christ, is that he forgave us before we even sinned. And so if you can get to the point of saying, you know what, I am a sinner. I do make mistakes. I do the bad thing. I do actually choose the wrong choice. then you can start to forgive. But we're in a constant state of denial. I mean, right now, look at the culture today. Nothing is wrong. There's nothing that can be, you know, pointed out as that's wrong. Everything is permissible, and everything is okay, and it's just sort of how you feel in the moment. And nothing is based on truth. It's all based on emotions. I mean, I'm speaking in very broad generalizations, but this is sort of the direction that our culture is taking, and it's a very bad direction. And what I'd love for people to realize is there is a truth. It's immutable. So you can argue until the cows come home that 2 + 2 = 5, but it will not be so. You can live in denial, but you will be at a hardship because gravity exists. And just because you deny it, if you jump out of the 27th story of a building, gravity's going to get you. It might not get you in the first second or the second second, but it will get you because it does exist. And you can't deny it. You can deny it all you want, but it still exists, right? You can't deny it out of existence.
Amen and amen. And Dr. Everett Piper, whom I just recently interviewed for this program, whose book you also endorsed, Not a Daycare, is a brilliant read for anyone wanting the in-depth on what you just described. Any last words?
Well, I'd love to encourage people to go to my website, samsorbo.com. I am a homeschool advocate. My mission is to empower parents. Through that, I've written two books. So one is called They're Your Kids, and the other is called Teach from Love. But I really encourage families to embrace their children rather than send them to the institution. And so my website can give you more information on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have been listening to actress, author, producer, and writer Sam Sorbo of the soon-to-be-released Let There Be Light with husband, director, actor, and producer Kevin Sorbo, executive producer Sean Hannity of Fox News. Together, they tell the compelling, heart-wrenching, yet hopeful story of what happens when unbelief meets faith and death meets life. You can learn more about Kevin and Sam Sorbo's work, ministry, and mission by visiting kevinsorbo.net and get your tickets now at lettherebelightthemovie.com. Releasing nationwide October 27th. You will be blessed. You did. Sam, it has been an absolute joy having you share just a little of your own journey and the story of your soon-to-be-released Let There Be Light, a beautiful film that takes us through great loss, yet gives us all great hope. Your film shares that story, and beautifully so. We thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you so much.
Testimony is a global broadcast made possible by the generous contributions of our valued partners at Jensine Bard Ministries and you, our listening audience. Together, we are reaching souls for Christ, one testimony at a time. If you would like information on how you can support this broadcast with your tax-deductible gift, please visit us at jensinebard.com. That's one word, jensinebard.com. And join the conversation at our Facebook page, Testimony with Jensine Bard. Thank you for listening, and please join us again for Testimony.